Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 26, 1806. Horse meat. Finding meat has been a challenge for the Corps lately. Buffalo don't live in this part of the country, elk are scarce, and the deer are poor. Bear meat is a welcome change of pace, but horse meat is the staple these days. The Indians are very generous in providing horses for butcher. Lewis remarks that no other Indian nation has been so willing to provide the party with food. The journal entry for today, May 26, is short and pretty much a repetition of the entry from the previous day. So, what we'll hear today is the entry for tomorrow, May 27. Captain Lewis writes,
"Early this morning we sent Reuben Fields in search of the horse which the Indians had given us to kill. At 10 in the morning he returned with the horse, and we killed and butchered him. He was large and in good order. Hohastilpilp told us that most of the horses we saw running at large in this neighborhood belonged to himself and his people, and whenever we were in want of meat, he requested that we could kill any of them we wished. This is a piece of liberality which would do honor to such as boast of civilization. Indeed, I doubt whether there are not a greater number of our countrymen who would see us fast many days before their compassion would excite them to a similar act of liberality. Charbonneau's son is much better today, though the swelling on the side of his neck, I believe, will terminate in an ugly imposthume a little below the ear. The Indians are so anxious that the sick chief should be sweated under our inspection that they requested we would make a second attempt today. Accordingly, the hole was somewhat enlarged, and his father, a very good-looking old man, went into the hole with him and sustained him in a proper position during the operation. We could not make him sweat as copiously as we wished. After the operation, he complained of considerable pain. We gave him 30 drops of laudanum, which soon composes him, and he rested very well. This is at least a strong mark of parental affection. They all appear extremely attentive to this sick man. The Shapanish appear to be very attentive and kind to their aged people, and treat their women with more respect than the nations of the Missouri. Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 27, 1806.
Monday, still waiting.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.